Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Hey, Lily. My name is John Calvin. I'm with Willamette Express Moving and Storage. You guys were hosting a number of my social media sites, and I put you on pause here earlier this week, and I just need to know what you're going to allow me to access and what you're controlling as far as my Facebook, as far as my, let's see, Facebook, my Google account. Looks like there's Yelp, Angie, and then there's another tab I'm not familiar with. But nonetheless, can you possibly share with me what you guys have been populating with information, photos, things like that, and what you will still allow me to access beyond you doing it yourselves?
Gotcha. Not a problem. Let me just go ahead and pull up the account to confirm. Speaking with John from...
Yes. Yes. Okay. Willamette Express.
Willamette Express. Perfect. Okay. So let me just...
Let me mention one other quick thing. So when I first started with you guys, one of the main things I've had trouble with people in the past was owning my, the information that you guys are dealing with. And I was told initially that I would always be able to access my stuff once I discontinued your service or paused your service or whatever. And what I'm finding out is that's not the case. You guys actually own my Google page. With that said, I guess I could request to access that Google page that maybe it's not associated with a number of platforms, that it's just my own platform and you're able to give me that access to my Google page. I'd like to ultimately get access to Google, access to my Facebook. Those are the two most important things. And certainly Yelp is another consideration, but I currently cannot get into any of those business pages that are associated with my website.
Gotcha. Okay, no problem. Yeah, you're always going to be the owner of these pages, but if we created, for example, the Google profile initially, by default, we might be listed as owners, but no worries. I can give you access to all of that. Right now,
That's awesome.
Yeah, no worries. The account is on pause, so what we would be managing right now is, in other words, it's paused, so we're not doing anything to the account. We're just not deleting your campaigns or your,
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But yes, no worries. We can always give you access while you're on hold, so you can manage that on your own. And then, if you ever have issues or need to reactivate sooner, we can always do that. But you will.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Those are great answers. Thank you. Okay.
Yep. Absolutely. No problem. Let me just go ahead and log into these, pages so I can make sure you have access to all of them, and I'll be right back on the line. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment.
Wouldn't that be a cure-all, huh?
Yeah, that would definitely be helpful. I was wondering why, when she is back on the line, if you could ask if, since they still have partner access to your Facebook page, if they would be able to add you back into the Facebook page, because right now we can't get in there with the email that Insia just confirmed, is the John Calvin at Willamette Express email that you logged in on Monday with. So that's the first point. Is her next question to her would be to get re-added to the Facebook page, and then next would be to get access to the Google Ads account.
I think both those requests were clearly made at this point, and that's what she's doing right now. Am I wrong? Did I miss something?
So she might be referring to your Google Business Profile, which are two separate entities that do link together, but they are separate.
Well, my request to her was to give me access to whatever she can that belongs to me as social media otherwise.
Yeah.
So if
that should cover it.
I'm thinking so. But I do understand that you need to add back to the Facebook page and the business profile, and the other one is what? There's a business profile that you said is separate from?
The Google Ads account.
Okay. So one would be the business profile, and two would be the ads account. I'd like to get, because I've been spending a ton of money with it. I mean, $30,000-$40,000 over the last couple of years plus with the Google ad account. And what Insia and I decided yesterday with the limited information we had, and not so limited as we did speak with Local Splash, and Insia and I both assumed that we're probably not able to get that access because it's probably on a platform where they have multiple shared access for multiple clients.
Mm-hmm.
And with that said, obviously, if that's the case, they won't be able to share it with me. If it's not the case, Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, John. Do you need some? I'm not sure if you're talking to someone else. Sorry.
I am talking to many people. I've got lots of hats.
No worries. Is this still a good time?
It's a great time, please.
Okay, perfect. All right, so looking at the account here, let's start with the Google profile. Your Google business listing, we were added as managers. So it looks like the primary owner for your Google profile is, let me give you the email address I have, nvlmarketingteam@gmail.com. And then we have another owner, not the primary owner, but it's listed as just an owner, which is Richard Christman, which is RACHRISTMAN999@gmail.com. And then we're at it as managers.
Okay, so he's Richard Christman. So that Richard Christman is actually me, but somehow I... Okay, so what about the Google ad? Two other... That takes care of the business profile.
Okay.
What about the Google ad account that I've spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on over the years and would certainly like to be able to follow up with that?
Oh, okay. So Google Ads is a separate campaign. Google, it is, so when you create a Google Ads campaign, you usually use your Google profile, your Google business profile we were just talking about to create the campaign from there. So it's, in a sense linked together. But when you have an account with us here at Local Splash, we have our own database where we have all of our Google ad campaigns together. So it's not actually linked to your Google business listing.
So you have multiple people on that same platform. So in other words, you can't share the Google ad account with me.
Exactly. I'm sorry. We would ask that if you needed to run your own Google Ads campaign, that you will create it from your Google listing, because giving you access would give you access to every account we have, unfortunately.
So, and that's unfortunately not how I understood this was to work and begin with, and that's not an issue we can, you know, contest at this point. But
okay,
I'm not. So what the activity is going to be lost, which is I think pretty valuable. I don't even know if it's worth hashing over at this point. There's no way to get that account, to get access to that account. And also there's no way to get the activity or go ahead.
I see. So you're wanting to manage that specific campaign, right? The one we
created. I am. Yeah, that would be the ultimate goal. Yeah.
I see. Well, in that case, so yeah, to answer the question, we don't give you access, but let me check with management, because I don't want to just tell you no and then, you know, find a way. If there is a way to give you access to that, I'll make sure to get that answer for you, John. It might just take me a couple of hours to get that from management, but if there is a way where we can give you access to that, I'll be more than happy to look.
I'm glad you said that. So that's perfect. Whatever you can do. So lastly, how about add back to my Facebook page? Get me access to my Facebook page.
Yes, so it looks like we were added as managers to that Facebook page initially. We don't own the page, so you would have to log back into that same page. But you said you don't have access to that anymore?
I'm not sure. Access to what? The email? I mean, the email, the Richard Christman is an email I do have access to that.
Okay, let me see if I
can. Is that the one?
Details? Yeah, let's see.
See what that email was associated with that.
Let's see if I can see that. Okay, so I see the page that we were added to is the Facebook page, Willamette Express LTD. Just another moment. Okay, so what I can see from your business page. I believe the email address that is linked to the page we have access to is johncalvin@willametexpress.com. Does that sound?
Well, yeah, that's my email. That's one of my emails. Yeah, but
yeah, that's
somehow.
Uh huh.
Okay. So yeah, that's. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, no, it's okay. That's the email that I see linked to the business page that we were added to, but we don't actually have credentials or the ability to add you to it because we were just granted access, but we weren't made owners or anything like that. So,
okay, so let me see if I can recover it through NVL. I'll get the business profile through NVL, and you're telling me, well, you're going to look for it, find out if you'll be able to somehow or another give me access to continue supporting my Google Ads account.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's what I'm looking into with management right now.
All right, well, I'll wait to hear back from you on that, and that would be a big piece if you're able to do that. That certainly would change my whole outlook on this whole Splash thing.
Okay.
I was guaranteed that I'd have access to all my social media, including the Google Ads account, even if I did discontinue using Local Splash. I don't know if that was, you know, a misunderstanding or if that's just, at any rate, that's what I was told. And with that said, moving forward, maybe you can mention that to your management as well. I just think it was kind of unfair to say that and then not be able to have it now. I've been to this with many, many companies before, and that's one of the first things I always make sure it's not just a second thought. It's the primary thought. When I change any profile with any managing company like yourself, I want to make sure that I have full access and ownership to any sort of ownership of any, you know,
mm-hmm.
Any of the programs or platforms that are, you know, that you guys are adding information to or, you know, working with, whatever. Anyway, with that said,
yeah.
I'll hopefully wait to hear back from your reply on that. That's great. And you've got my information to get back to me.
Yes, just to confirm, let me just double check that I have a phone number ending in 5118 where I can reach you,
right? That's good enough. Yep, perfect.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I'm looking into that now. You know, if you were promised in the beginning, there might be some type of exception. I'm not seeing myself. That's why I don't want to tell you no right away. But let me go ahead and check with management, and then I will follow up with you very shortly here. I'm hoping within the next hour or two maximum. Okay, John?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Was there anything else I could check into for you today?
No, that's as far as I can go at this point. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I'll talk to you soon. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Uh-huh. Thanks.
Okay. You're out.